Another type of monoclonal antibody is an anti-CD25 antibody. CD25 is the IL-2 receptor, and we discussed that earlier. You'll hear these called anti-IL-2 receptor antibodies or anti-TAC antibodies. The brand names would be Simulect or Zenapex. Now, to understand its mechanism of action, as you can see in the picture that I've included on this slide, the top part is an antigen-presenting cell, which is presenting to a T-cell on the bottom half, and you can see the peptide being presented to the T-cell receptor. The T-cell receptor gets activated. You go down to the nucleus, and you get the expression of messenger RNA, which eventually leads to production of IL-2. The IL-2 is secreted, which stimulates other cells, but IL-2 also acts back on the cell that secretes it. These anti-CD25 cells block the IL-2 receptor, so the secreted IL-2 cannot act. So these monoclonal antibodies are specific for the IL-2 receptor. They inhibit T-cell activation by blocking IL-2 binding. Now, the dose varies by the manufacturer, but these are usually given for 2 to 5 doses after transplant. The great thing about these drugs is that the side effects are minimal. I personally don't think they're quite as potent as the other antibodies that I've mentioned, but the side effects are very benign compared to the other antibodies. These drugs, again, are expensive.